Well, keep at it.
Yeah.
And then what was your experience on election day and your thoughts the next day when the ballot was challenged and then the whole HB 40?
Well, we knew they were going to challenge the, we knew they were going to sue us. Mm-hmm. We expected that. And we had Earth Justice attorneys and some local attorneys who were ready to assist us with that. But, and so the problem was not the lawsuits. And on the election day, it was raining and it was very cold, and we all stood out there and, you know, stood outside and did the poll greeters, and mm-hmm. and people would come. It was amazing, because wherever they needed me, you know, I would go to mm-hmm. whatever poll. We had shifts. And at this one place, I was downtown by the city hall. This guy drove up in this giant red pickup truck. It was a dually truck, so four wheels on the back.
Right. Yeah.
And he had stickers that said, you know, Abbott for governor, and all this stuff was on his truck. And I committed to talk to every person I saw, no matter what. Mm-hmm. And I thought, no, I can't talk to him. But no, this is
not going there.
But I did. And when I said, hey, you know, are you aware of the fracking ban? He went, yes, ma'am, I am. And I said, well, are you aware that they had it deceptively worded on the ballot?
Yeah.
So I said, well, you know, you need to vote this way if you want, you know, how you need, yes is no and no is yes. And he went, yes, ma'am, I know. And he said, and I am going to vote for the fracking ban because fracking does not belong in our backyards. It has no business in the city. And I went, whoa.
Shock. Surprise.
I mean, everybody was wanted to ban it out of the city. I mean, mm-hmm. nobody wants to live with fracking. Mm-hmm. So it was a really an incredible day, and it was very fun, and we were all at, where were we?
Dan Silverleaf,
yeah, and it was a lot of fun. It was an incredible moment. Kathy and I both just started bawling and hugging. And
long time coming.
Yeah, and then, of course, we knew the next day that they would do that, and that was not a problem because we did feel like there was some constitutional avenues for us mm-hmm. to fight a lawsuit. But when the legislature passed HB 40 and they made it actually illegal to ban it, then we had no way forward. And a lot of people were angry because mm-hmm. we eventually agreed with the city that they had to repeal the ban.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we had talked to every, we had, we ex-